3 chapters, 50 messages. Does that surprise you? Not if you've been here a while. It shouldn't. It's the reality. 3 chapters, 50 messages. Now, who knows how many chapters are in the Bible? And the answer would be? Oh, if we continue at this pace, how many messages would that be? It would be messages it will be, but it'll be more than 50. That part I'm pretty confident about. My hope is that by the time we're finished, God will have richly blessed us to better understand and apply his message to us from the book of Ephesians. Paul has been praying for the Ephesians. In the final verses of chapter 3, how Paul concludes his pastoral prayer with a doxology of praise to God. May we continue to ask ourselves, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Let's learn why we are to pray a doxology of praise to God. The first reason is this. We praise him because he is worthy of our praise. The apostle now concludes the greatest recorded intercessory prayer with a doxology, which is an of this prayer. It is the beautiful to sandwich praises. Our Father, which art in heaven, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. See how he did that? Starts with praise, ends with praise. Because he is able. By contemplating God, those that has not prayed for the Ephesians in vain. Pray for someone and feel like I'm just praying in vain because I don't see any changes. Yeah, that's not Paul's attitude at all. Faith is always motivated by considering God's power to do. Think not only of God's resources, but also think of God's ability to use his resources on our behalf. When you, listen carefully, when you pray, focus not on the person for whom you're praying. Rather, focus on God's ability to help the person for whom you're praying. There's an enormous difference between the two. If you focus on the person for whom you're praying and you do not see change over a period of time, you know what happens? You get discouraged. You want to give up. Sometimes you just stop praying because that person is not responding. But when you focus on the Lord Jesus and his love for that person and his ability to meet needs, then you walk away from your prayers encouraged because all things are possible through Christ. bind God's ability with God's desire to power for our good. God is not idle on our behalf and on behalf of those for whom we're praying. You know, many gods pray. And we pray. And we don't. Immeasurable. A triple compound word constructed and used only by Paul himself. Of his day. Verbally caged. Language was inadequate to express what he was trying to say. Here in this epistle, Paul created a brand new word. Are so marvelous that he felt compelled to invent new words to explain. While we cannot predict in detail in the future, we can confidently its power is unlimited. A lot, isn't it? That's a lot. Of all the fullness of God. Would consistently overflows from your life? Would you oh, a very prayer request filled to overflowing with the Spirit of God? Bold request. So, do you think Paul is asking for too much? Just like Jesus. Sometimes we think that God is actually like us. At times, we are cheap, selfish, and mean-spirited. But I say, hell, his hands to nails on a cross would ever be tight-fisted when we pray for him to work in our hearts. God loves you. And way before Hallmark, God cared enough to send the very best. That's why God sent Jesus on Christmas morning so long ago. Never, ever question God's generosity. In your pursuit of godliness, learn to make bold requests of God. God has always been able to do more than we could ever ask. No creature in the universe would have dared to come and die on a cross, but he did. Every young woman, the mother of the Messiah, perhaps even Mary, be the one. God, let him be born of me while I am a virgin. Disciples, which one of them, challenged Jesus to feed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Which one gave him the challenge? None of them were that bold. But that is exactly what baskets of food were left over when it was said and done. So, baskets of food. Why? To illustrate maybe for God, so we mute our request. Or perhaps we think, if I ask God for this and he doesn't come through, I'm going to look. Prayers. Last week, this morning, when too much in your prayers, maybe never. And I will fill it. Wow. Imagine. What can you imagine? Whatever great things you can imagine, in your wildest dreams, what do you need today? What do you need? Can you imagine your marriage being healed? God can do more. Can you imagine or healing an addiction. Can you imagine that? God can do more. But let me pause momentarily to put an asterisk on this statement. We are three says this. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. So, do motives matter? That should be an obvious yes. Motives matter. If your prayers are not being answered, one thing is sure, it is not because God is not able. That's not it. He can. To tell us what to pray for. Is that a novel idea? That we would start and say, Lord, you direct me. Lord, you lead me. For what should I pray? How should I pray? For whom should I pray? And then who and what and where and how God leads you to pray. Then God does guided prayers and even our feeble, faithless prayers. He listens. But when it comes to in his wisdom, in his love, we'll all may I share God has ever given me to some of my prayer requests? You ready for this? He said, no, not going to give you that. Is an act of grace from a loving God. A loving parent. A doxology of praise to God. Praise him because he is powerful. Nearby, not far away, within us, within you, within me, within every believer resides divine power. Or within us, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That's how much power. Now, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the Spirit. Within us who are in Christ by the grace of God. Ordinary people like us. Not true. and through you every single thing that he desires. Not all that you Number five, we praise him because he alone deserves the glory. The term glory in splendor, in beauty, and he reveals himself through signs, wonders, miracles. We cannot see God, but we do see his glory. Whenever God makes his presence known in an obvious describe this phenomena as his glory. So, how are we to respond? Turn his glory to him. To others. We return his glory to him by acknowledging that everything other glory. And the God we know is the God we show. Amen. Number six. Deserves glory in the church. Paul didn't want to return and one life would be far too He returned. Because of Christ Jesus in us. This is why. We must be returned to hope of seeing Jesus. If the world doesn't see Jesus in us, where will they see him? As the body of Christ. Number 8. We praise him forever and ever. More literally, this phrase says, throughout all generations of the ages, Paul, along with our English translators, groan under the effort of expressing eternity with words. It's little one. This glorious doxology of praise then ends with this word, amen. The Hebrew word amen, in simple terms, means so be it. May it be. This was the raised his eyes and his hands toward heaven, all he knew to do reach the top of the ladder of prayer. We prayer, but also be wonderful. Be us.